To be a coach, though, you have to be able to be effective to some degree, and he's not, right? They can honestly put up a cardboard cutout of Matt Patricia in their next game. It wouldn't be any different because he's doing nothing for that franchise. It's surprising to me that the Detroit franchise doesn't care about winning, and they're keeping him there. And it's interesting, the Jim Caldwell thing seems like there's maybe a double standard there. But I have zero reason to believe that Matt Patricia can be an NFL coach. What has he done? He hasn't earned any sense of longevity. I don't know why he's there. But here's the biggest challenge that he's having. And I think every coach should pay attention to the Matt Patricia situation, every future coach, because he's not likable. Like, people don't like him. What you don't see in a situation like this is guys coming up and saying, wait a minute, it's more complicated than that. You don't know what kind of guy he is. He did this and that, and we're going to stand behind him. You've seen none of that. And the reason you haven't seen that is because people don't like Matt Patricia, because he comes off as like this condescending kind of guy who thinks he's above everybody because he knew Belichick and played in that system, and he thinks he's better than you. That doesn't work when you're terrible. It works when you're great. Like, if you're a good football coach and you're competing for Super Bowls, you can be whatever you want to be. But when you have that demeanor and personality and you're a loser, this is the impact of that. There is no reason to come to Matt Patricia's defense. He hasn't earned it. Not on the field, not off the field. No idea why he's still there, but clearly Detroit doesn't care about losing, and that's why he's not fired to this point.
No, and I think it was very telling last night, too. I mean, Matt, you know who else has, like, his future to consider beyond this point, and somebody who might not have wanted to even be here in 2020, as we were hearing some of the things that were circling around the time of free agency? That's Matthew Stafford. And he was asked about that last night, and I remember it was kind of like, well, that's, you know, don't ask me about it, to paraphrase here, like, that's not something like I'm, you know, responsible for. Like, if you want to ask me questions about the game, feel free, but that's, you know, that's not my area. That doesn't sound like somebody who's saying, you know, that's my quarterback, essentially.
Yes.
In the form of that's my coach. Like, there was no saving, no life raft thrown out to Matt Patricia from his quarterback yesterday, who honestly I think deserves so much better than what he's been given.